Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris yesterday defended a decision to prosecute a Garda in the Midlands for lending a bicycle from Garda stores to a pensioner. Now, under questioning at the Public Accounts Committee, this is what the Commissioner had to say.
The case is finished. The difficulty I have in respect of talking about this is that there's only partial information has been put into the public domain. I'm supplying all of the information both to the police authority and to the minister, and the established accountability regime. We only received yesterday the report from the panel chair, and that's an important piece of information to receive as well. So I haven't seen that yet, nor the transcript of the panel. So for my purposes, there's no further action for me in respect of that individual member. And I'm reluctant to engage in the detail of this because a lot of details are not in the public domain.
Well, those comments have drawn sharp criticism from both the Garda Representative Association and the solicitor representing the Garda at the centre of the investigation. Brendan O'Connor is president of the GRA and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Claire.
So the Garda Commissioner there is saying there's only partial information on this case in the public domain. You're not happy with those comments made by Drew Harris at the Public Accounts Committee. Tell us why.
No, we're not happy and our members are not happy and the individual member concerned who our reps have been in contact with is not happy because whatever the Commissioner was intending to say, the choice of words put us in a position where some people are interpreting it as suggesting that there's other information not in the public or we'll draw an inference from that and that there's some, as Mr. Tansey said, there's some suggestion that there's information that if people knew, it would put a different slant on it. And, you know, we're not talking about the very fine details of it. Everybody knows that what happened probably wasn't in the Teenager Protocol, but it's about the principles that apply here of justice, fairness, proportionality and community policing. That is where the conversation is at. So certainly we need clarity on what exactly the Commissioner means because, as he said, the process is concluded. You know, is the independence of the process being questioned? Is the evidence provided in question? What exactly is being said here that the public need to know other than what a guard was put through for doing what they would expect a guard to do as a community police person?
So this guard is back working full duties, been exonerated. The Commissioner wished him well with his career in the Gardaí going on from here. So he has been exonerated. But are you saying those comments yesterday, they risk casting a cloud over this member of the force?
Well, just to clarify, Claire, the comments wishing the guard well were issued either overnight or early this morning. And that was after the Commissioner had went in front of the Public Accounts Committee and made those comments, which were carried across the news yesterday, across the media. So we believe that, you know, the comments the Commissioner made are welcome, but they're in reaction to clarification regarding what he said earlier. The damage was done by the comments that were made yesterday and the perception. And as I say, I don't want to interpret what the Commissioner meant. I'm not saying that he cast aspersion, but that is the interpretation a lot of people, including the member concerned, including his colleague and including his legal representatives.
Yeah. The comments I'm referring to, wishing him well, they came from Garda HQ to RTE's Paul Reynolds when he asked for a response to the reaction to this. So where do you think this goes from here?
Well, as I say, where it goes is we just need to find clarity. Where it goes is we need this member to have he has been completely exonerated, but now we have a situation where he needs to kind of be exonerated again because, as I say, the lack of clarity in what the Commissioner said leaves us in a position where people are questioning, there's no smoke without fire. What did we not know? Is there? So we just need clarity that this member needs full exoneration and the Garda Commissioner needs to outline what his stance is on the disciplinary process because he either accepts the independence of it and its rulings or he has questions about it. So it's certainly, as I say, clarity is what's needed and I think the legal representative of the member concerned will lead the process at the minute and we will certainly watch that and with great interest to see where it leads.
Sorry to cut across you, Brendan, but you and your own organisation, the GRA, had previously said that the process around this member lacked common sense and proportionality. That was rejected by the Garda Commissioner. What do you say to him on that?
again, the choice of words by the Garda Commissioner, he doesn't understand what we mean by common sense. Well, like, I hate to break this down so simply. Common sense is common sense. What occurred, a brief examination of the facts would have established what happened instead of resorting to a four-year lengthy process to find out and exonerate this member. So if the leader of the policing service doesn't see that as common sense, that leads to more questions. As I say, I have immense powers of a member from Garda Síochána Corner here in my community. It means I have to use common sense. I can't go out this morning and set up a checkpoint and stop every single person heading for work and back traffic up by 3 miles. That wouldn't be proportionate. It wouldn't be common sense. So most guards that I represent have an idea of what is required when applying or invoking a statutory power. Mm-hmm. So I think the Garda Commissioner should certainly be aware of what common sense is. And the comments from the public. The public seem to know what common sense is. The Garda Representative Association seem to know what common sense is. But for some reason, it isn't reflected in the comments made by the Garda Commissioner.
Well, he might say he has rules and protocols that he must fulfil. But the Minister for Justice, Alan MacIntyre, did say yesterday that the process took too long. Did that go far enough for you? Or what could the Minister for Justice do or say?
No, that's a poor explanation. As I say, you know, common sense, proportionality, ethics, human rights, all these principles underlining when the state or any agency of the state exercises the power must be in existence and there must be checks and balances there. You know, on Garda Síochána, we talk about the culture of organisations and the change of culture. It seems somewhere in the equation, the organisation is incapable of acknowledging going in the wrong direction or making mistakes. Someone should have called a halt. Someone should have said, this is disproportionate, it lacks common sense, and it needs to stop. So, you know, why did it get to this stage? And to hide behind and say, well, that's the protocol, it was a piece of property unaccounted for, it. We had the established facts. As I say, our members every day have to make decisions. We can't fully apply the full resources of the state to the investigation of every single incident.
Okay, well, look, the Garda graduation ceremony is happening today and the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice will be there and no doubt they'll be asked about this again at that event. Brendan O'Connor, for now, thank you very much for joining us. Brendan O'Connor is President of the GRA.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.